hospitals under pressure. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. On the cusp of what could be a COVID and flu surge this winter, cases of the respiratory virus RSV continue to rise, especially in children under age 5.
One of the real challenges with RSV is to find enough hospital beds, especially in pediatric ICU units. There are shortages so severe, some hospitals even using tents to handle the overflow patients.
Fox's Steve Harrigan.
Pediatricians wrote a letter to President Biden last week asking him to declare an emergency situation to try and give hospitals more flexibility to deal with the crisis. As far as the rate of RSV goes, right now it's at 2.9 per 100,000. That rate is more than double what it was just 1 year ago. And many physicians think it is actually the COVID pandemic that is driving the increase in RSV.
Fewer young children were exposed to RSV during pandemic precautions like masking, social distancing, and remote learning. An estimated 3 million people lining the more than 2-mile route for a Thanksgiving tradition. The Macy's Parade in New York City with 12 marching bands this year, 28 floats, many performers, dozens of inflatables, including 16 giant balloons. New additions included Stuart, the one-eyed minion, and Bluey from the popular Australian cartoon. That balloon as tall as a four-story building. A low-key Thanksgiving for the first family, keeping to their tradition of spending it on Nantucket in Massachusetts, where the president made phone calls to thank U.S. service members, then took a trip into town.
President Biden spent much of his time this morning at the local firehouse, where he thanked the firefighters and all first responders working this Thanksgiving, including thanking Nantucket's own Captain Nate Barber, who was named Person of the Year after saving two people from a burning building while off duty.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson on Nantucket. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police on the defense in Idaho saying they won't put speed over accuracy nearly 2 weeks after four college students were murdered.
Police had their first news conference in several days, and they wanted to convey the message that they are making progress in this investigation and that they are doing everything they can to find the killer of these four college students. But right now, we know that for 3 days in a row, they have not been at the crime scene with any investigative activity at that rental house where the murders took place. But we're told that there are more than 100 local, state, and federal cops working the case, many today on Thanksgiving. Police are still not saying who among the victims was the killer's primary target.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. Tech companies falling short in an annual review on compliance with the European Union's Disinformation Code of Conduct. The report finds Twitter took longer to review hateful content and removed less of it this year compared to last year. And that's based on activity earlier this year before new owner Elon Musk fired thousands of workers. Thanksgiving isn't all about turkey. It's also about the dogs.
The Philadelphia Kennel Club hosted the 2022 National Dog Show. Hundreds of dogs competed, but only one could take home the top prize.
The National Dog Show Best in Show winner is the French Bulldog.
Oh, David, you were right.
Courtesy of NBC Sports, Winston the French Bulldog won Best in Show, taking the title from two-time defending champion Claire the Scottish Deerhound. Winston won the Best in Group prize for the non-sporting group. Earlier this year, he was named Reserve Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. Taking home second place in the National Dog Show was Cooper, the English Toy Spaniel from the Toy Group. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
History made at the World Cup with soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo becoming the first to score a goal at 5 World Cups and Portugal's win over Ghana. Team USA plays England tomorrow. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.